Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
welcome,
song.
Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The purpose of war is the destruction of one's enemies to prevent them from being able to wage war in the future, whether it be with swords or ideas. We see this first displayed on a grand scale when the Lord, who is indeed a man of war, destroyed the Egyptian army in the depths of the Red Sea. Pharaoh's chariots and his host had to cast into the sea. His chosen captains are also drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. In fact, the purpose of the rise of the nation of Egypt was to set Pharaoh up for this destruction. That manifested the glory of the Lord as Moses testified to him, and is echoed by Paul in Romans 9:17. The Lord is indeed a man of war, as he caused his prophet to testify. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. We see the Lord as a man of war, as he has undertaken the deliverance of his people. In the ancient times there were often men appointed as champions of each army, which would do battle against each other as the representatives of their respective armies. The purpose was to spare the lives of the combatants on each side. Our champion, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not simply taken on one of our enemies, but rather has single-handedly confronted them all, for to do less would leave us undelivered. He has gladly undertaken our complete deliverance. We see the Lord as a man of war, as he has utterly triumphed over all the enemies of his people. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Those enemies of his people which he has destroyed are, first of all, the penalty of sin. The law of God did indeed demand that the soul that sinneth shall die. Yet he did cancel the penalty of sin for his children by the shedding of his own blood. He has justified his people, who now stand before God as those who have never sinned. He has destroyed the demands of the law. He has canceled those demands in the behalf of his people, which is the handwriting of ordinances. He has fulfilled the law in its jot and tittle, and we are free from it. He has destroyed the accusers of God's people. If God be for us, who can be against us? He has totally destroyed any grounds upon which any accusation can be brought against his own. He is a man of war, as he has destroyed the guilt and condemnation of conscience. It is through the gift of faith to his own children that he gives them grace to look upon that sacrifice which he has made, which has indeed taken away sin. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Another enemy that he has destroyed for the sons of God is death and the grave. He has already accomplished total mastery of death in his own resurrection, without which we would have no hope at all. Yet it has pleased him to allow death to linger with us in this world, lest we be lifted up with pride in these fleshly bodies. Yet the truth is that death has no power to destroy the sons of God, whose flesh may tremble at its thought. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We see the Lord as a man of war, as he is a stronghold and comfort to his people as a result of his absolute triumph. Even as he utterly destroyed the Egyptians for Israel's sake, in like fashion he has emerged a victor in order to give his people sustenance and help. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. And finally, we see the Lord as a man of war in his conquest, wherein he has established his own kingdom, which shall know no end. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. We give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Do you rejoice in his salvation?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.